my friend, our youth pastor, live at the Faith Center, Integrity Recorded Artist, Jonathan Nelson, featuring Purpose.
Tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard. We're live and on the line tonight, right now, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Welcome. I'm Minister Charlene Douglas, and I'm inviting all who are willing to hear whatever it is the Lord will have for you to receive. You will pour your heart out to him and worship him and allow him to have his way inside of your heart. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and I want to thank God for this blessed blood-bought opportunity. And it's just amazing how God is moving by his Spirit, and we are compelled to speak the same things and have the mind of Christ, to be on one accord and to love one another as the Lord has shown us how he loves us, hallelujah, with a heart of purity, with genuine sincerity, hallelujah. And I'd like to thank God also for Pastor Edward E. Hamilton for being a blessing, allowing me to walk through this open door. I always say that because it is an open door, and I honestly do thank God for his fire, for his insistent conviction to preach the word of God, hallelujah, not for likes and hearts, but for the conviction that God has put in his heart to reach souls. These souls are discipled, that these hearts are converted and transformed and rearranged, hallelujah. And I tell you, when I think about, you know, how God has put gifts and callings and purpose and destiny inside of me, it's like, Lord, you know, we can all say, oh, yes, you know, I know there's something stirring deep down on the inside of me. And maybe somebody out there is feeling like, you know, they don't feel nothing because maybe they feel like their hopes have died out, or God has been so, patient in allowing, you know, connections to who he wants to be connected to our lives to come so that we can learn and we can grow. But there's an encouraging word on tonight. Hallelujah. And the message is God's commanded blessing. Let's enter into prayer, shall we? Father, I just thank you right now. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that many people can say whatever they want to say about us. Many people can think what they want to think about us. But God, your word declares in, hallelujah, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And Father, it is in our heart that we crave, my God, the more of you, the more of your thoughts that you think toward us, hallelujah, your heart that you have towards us. My God, your mind, hallelujah, your will, your plans, your purposes, if even why you thought to consider to create us, hallelujah, all for your glory, all for your delight, hallelujah, to give you praise and to worship and to adore you as God. So, Lord, we just thank you because you're just so good. You're more than good. You're great. You're extraordinary. You're marvelous. My God, and we just magnify you because you consistently continue to make us speechless, and we do stand in awe of you. We magnify you now in Jesus' name. Lord, let your word have free course in the name of Jesus. Let it move like you want it to move. Let it work like you want it to work. Hide me behind the cross. Cover us and wash us in your blood that we may come out new and ready for what you have already commanded for our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Are you ready to receive God's commanded blessings for your life? Oh, yes. We can always reflect back of what people have told us or have said or have commanded or have declared. You're not going to be about nothing. You're going to be like, and they'll pick an uncle or auntie or a cousin or somebody. The worst one, my God. And will say, you're just like them. And don't, not even knowing, they don't really understand what's in you, what God has put within you when he created you. You didn't even know what was in you when God created you. God's commanded blessings, the things that God has commanded, the things that God has declared, the things that God has proclaimed, even concerning things, as I will give you a reflection to think about, with Abraham and Sarah, when God told him that he was going to have a son out of his own loins and his name was going to be Isaac. God had already let it be known that it was going to be a son coming out of their loins. Abraham was concerned. He was like, God, I don't have anyone to be an heir to the things you have given to me. But God gave him a hope and a plan and a commanded, as you would say, a blessing. I'm going to bless you. And we know they got out of sorts and God connected to Hagar and we know what happened with that, how Ishmael was born. But he was also known as being born of, you know, of a bondwoman, like of a slave, but Isaac of the promise. So I just want to bring out what God put in my heart tonight, and I pray that you will be blessed by it. We're going to go to a scripture. Isaiah 43:19 says, "Behold, I am about to do something new. Even now it is coming. Do you not see it? Indeed, I will make a way in the wilderness, even streams in the desert." In Isaiah 43:19, King James Version says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." You know, I get so excited reading the Word of God. I mean, I feel sometimes that I'm ripping through the scriptures, just going through them. But I'm really trying to contain myself because of the excitement of knowing that God has commanded blessings. Now, let me retract and say this point before I go further. A lot of people they run to prophets because they feel like, oh, you know, prophet, tell me this, tell me that. They want to hear what they want to hear. We want our situations changed. We want to come out of our struggles. We want to, overcome, you know, things that we feel that oppress us. And people look for a prophet to give them something, to tell them something. In 3 days, your situation is going to turn around. And God have mercy. Truthfully, that God put that word in that prophet, it shall change. But there is a little side note to that. What is the motive that we're so eager to have something changed, to have something commanded and sent to us that God, you know, just think about the prodigal son. He knew that there were blessings that were going to come to him out of his family, from his dad, and he wanted them right now. He wasn't mature yet to handle it, but he wanted it right then and there. And even though he did receive them, you see what happened? Mm-hmm. He was not ready for what he was, you know, what he wanted at that time. But he ended up being restored back to his father, being restored back into the blessing, I call it the blessing zone of being where he was already well taken care of. Hallelujah. Yes, the commanded blessings of God. You know, the Bible tells us in 2 Chronicles 16:9, it says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect or mature toward him." Hallelujah. Are you praying with me? Isaiah 48:3 says, "I foretold the former things long ago. They came out of my mouth. I proclaimed them. Suddenly I acted, and they came to pass." Glory. Oh, yes. We're going to be in the Word on tonight. Isaiah 44:8 says, "Do not tremble or fear. Have I not told you and declared it long ago? You are my witnesses. Is there any God but me? There is no other rock. I know not one." Oh, yes. Are you catching it? God's commanded blessing. Hallelujah. Isaiah 44:8 says, in the King James Version, "Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any." Let's go to the definitions about declare. Declare, to say something in a solemn and emphatic manner, to proclaim, announce, to state, to reveal, to air or voice, articulate, express, event publicized or broadcast. Declare. That is the definition. It's like to prophesy, to say that a specific thing will happen in the future. To predict, to foretell, forecast, foresee, forewarn, to utter by or as if by divine inspiration. To predict with assurance on the basis of mystic knowledge. Hallelujah. We're talking about God's commanded blessing. Isaiah 42:9, it says, behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. God is revealing his heart. God is revealing his ability. God is revealing his capability to speak a thing before it comes to pass. When it says, behold, he's saying, see, look, the former things, everything I prophesied in the past, everything that I said would happen, happened. Everything, the past event, what I said in the past has come true. Hallelujah. And he said, new things do I declare. I will prophesy. I will declare it to you. I will announce it to you. I will tell you. I am announcing new things. Now I announce new events, and I declare new things. He's saying, I will reveal. Hallelujah. You know, the word of God tells us, my sheep hear my voice, Jesus speaking. And they that follow, they that hear me, if you know his voice, you will hear him and you will follow him. Hallelujah. Isaiah 42:9, the part that says where we were talking about here, what he will do, a new thing. It says in God's word translation, what I said in the past has come true. I will reveal new things before they happen. The international version says, see, the former things have taken place, and I'm announcing new things. Before they spring into being, I'm telling you about them. The Holman Christian Standard Bible says, the past events have happened indeed. Now I declare new events. I announce them to you before they occur. Anybody catching it? New, hallelujah. The Good News Translation Bible says, the things I predicted have now come true. Now I will tell you of new things even before they begin to happen. The Contemporary English Version says, everything has happened just as I said it would. Now I announce what will happen next. I want to encourage somebody's heart on tonight. No one can tell you your future but God. No one, yes, by his spirit, by the men and women of God who his spirit is moving in, can tell you. But you have to know in your spirit that God is talking to your spirit. He's talking to you. He wants to let you know that, you know, we want to hear, oh, my situation is going to change. Yes, there are some stipulations with that. If you, what, forgive, if you let go, if you trust God, if you put all your faith in him, if you obey his commandments, if you hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. See, sometimes we want things and we're just sitting there like, you know, a toad on the fence. And we have to do something. Hallelujah. I like it when I'm on Facebook and I see the preachers and men of God on the live, and they say, tell your neighbor, hallelujah, you have to do something. Oh, yes. And then the motive, God is looking at our motive. Why are you, quote, unquote, doing something? Hallelujah. God is looking at our heart. He is looking to see why are we expecting, my God, new things. Hallelujah. God, we know you said it, the number 8 is signifying, hallelujah, a new beginning, something new is going to happen. Think about and reflect back when before the Lord put this on my heart about when all these earthquakes were happening and all these hurricanes were happening and these storms and fires, all these things were just, seemed like the earth was just, you know, vomiting up or just agitated with things that were going on, you know. And I started thinking about it. I said, Lord, you said the earth groans and travails for the manifestation of the sons of God. What have we gone through that we felt like was like a whirlwind, like a tornado, like we're just, oh, topsy-turvy? God is trying to manifest, my God, his sons and his daughters. He is trying to not only have us be in the positions and places in the earth and doing the things he has called us to do, doing great exploits, but he wants us to be, my God, converted and ready on the inside that we will, quote unquote, have the right attitude when we, as we're going into this process, as we're going into this destiny, as we're going into this set place and you know, a long awaited, my God, it's like our hearts have been saying, God, when? Suddenly, he says, suddenly, when it begins to come forth, he is telling us in advance what is on his heart, that the new things, suddenly they're going to happen. Suddenly, in a moment. Hallelujah. And we know, we hear about it, miracles and signs and wonders. You know, and then we have to be also careful because of the satanic, deceptive lies of the devil that will try to mimic signs and wonders and miracles. Pay attention and beware and be wise and be watchful and be prayerful and be sensitive to that. Hallelujah. And we're going to go, as before I go into the commands of the Lord, the blessings. John 15:17 says, these things I command you, that ye love one another. Hallelujah. And Matthew 5:44 says, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. God has given us these, quote-unquote, inside secrets or knowledge of understanding from his heart that he wants us to grasp and catch a hold of. Hallelujah. You know, it's easy to hate those who hate you. It's easy to curse those who curse you. It's easy. We know, been there, done that, because you feel that this person has slighted you, openly offended you. Hallelujah. But God is saying for us to love. He's saying for us to bless. He's saying for us to pray. Hallelujah for them. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, you know, I want to also talk about the announcements of God. To make a public and typically formal declaration about a fact, an occurrence, or an intention. To make known, to notify, publish, broadcast, circulate, proclaim, report, give out, signal, indicate, give notice of, herald, and proclaim. Yes, God's commanded blessing. He wants to reveal secret things. He wants to make known, my God, previously unknown things. He wants to disclose some things, tell some things, give out some things, blurt out some things, release some things, reveal some information previously concealed or secret, to make something that was once secret or hidden publicly and generally known. God's commanded blessing. Are you praying with me? Hallelujah. Let's take a pause here and thank God that he has commanded some blessings to flow to our lives. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. And so we're going to go on into the Word of God, and I pray that these commanded blessings will bless your heart. And you probably have an idea where I'm coming from when I say Deuteronomy chapter 28. But I want you to know before I begin to read it, I want to just give out some key points pertaining to it. God commanded blessings to set you high above all the nations of the earth. Hallelujah, that the blessings that he declared will come upon you, that you will be blessed in the city and in the field, that your offspring will be blessed, the offspring of your body, the produce of the ground, of animals, the offspring of your herd, that your basket and kneading bowl will be blessed, that you'll be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out, that the Lord God will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you, come out one way and flee before you seven ways. Could somebody say scatter? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will command the blessing. My God, Deuteronomy 28:8 says, the Lord will command the blessing upon you in your storehouses and in all that you undertake, and he will bless you in the land that the Lord your God gives you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people and set apart to himself, just as he has sworn to you. if ye keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk, that is, live your life each and every day in his ways. Let's travel to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28. Oh, yes, we're going to read some words about God's commanded blessings on tonight. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 6 declares, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out." Anybody catching God's commanded blessings? Let's continue on. Verse 7, "The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways." Verse 8, "The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." Verse 9, "The Lord shall establish thee in holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways." Verse 10, "And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee." Verse 11, "And the Lord shall make thee precious in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord swear unto thy fathers to give thee." Verse 12, "The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in its season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, my God, from glory, and thou shalt not borrow." Verse 13, "And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them." And the final verse, verse 14, declares, "And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them." And you know, I thought about those other gods. Meaningless idols. Yes, they're meaningless idols. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 41:22-24, "Let them come and tell us what will happen. Tell the former things so that we may reflect on them and know the outcome, or announce to us what is coming. Tell us the things that are to come so that we may know that ye are gods. Yes, do something good or evil that we may look on together in dismay. Behold, you are nothing. Your work is of no value. Anyone who chooses you is detestable." You know what an idol is? It is an image or representation of a god used as an object to worship. You know, like an image, a statue, a figurine, a person, a thing greatly admired, like someone you love or revered, like a hero or heroine, a superstar, a star icon, like a pet or pinup or a heartthrob or a dreamboat. Yes, yes. These are meaningless idols. And we can write a list on what people idolize in their life. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. People idolize a lot of things that they can come across like, "I'm so great." When God is saying, "Humble yourself so I can bless you, so that my commanded blessings can come to you, my God, so they can flow to you, so they can overtake you, so that, my God, you won't have to ask for nothing. Just receive the blessing of the Lord, which maketh rich, and that addeth no sorrow to it." God wants, and I want to also mention this. people are looking for their come up. They're looking for their destiny. They're looking to get where they have to get and go where they have to go, because it is the will of God compelling them to go forward and to get there. You got to get where God is telling you to go. You have to meet God there. God is waiting on you. And my God, and we've been through processes. And like I put on my page, we've been through heartbreaks and heartaches. And my God, just misunderstood and mistreated. And then we've been restored and we've been revived and we've been reminded, my God, to forgive and and to let go. And all these different reminders we hear constantly off and on. It's like, can I get this truth through your thick skull? Can I get this truth through your hard heart? Can I turn on the light and let you catch, my God, this truth that I want to bless you? I want to command blessings upon you, my God, from glory. Right now, I really do want to say this, and I'm really trying to be careful because I don't know who's on the line. My God, I want to just encourage somebody on tonight. Yes, there are ministries that need your help, and there are probably people on this line tonight that need financial assistance to get their vision going for us. But I want to give the devil a black eye and let it be said on this line tonight that I'm not on this line looking for a come up, looking to get a PayPal, looking for anything, for anybody to give me anything, because I want the commanded blessings, hallelujah, of God, where I can lend and not borrow, hallelujah, that I may be able to give to the ministries that need the help, my God, hallelujah. You know, when you look on the timeline and you see some people have 5,000 friends and there's needs that the people of God are putting on their page and nobody's chiming in. Nobody, I can't say nobody's inbox. I'm not going to say that. I'm not saying nobody's helping. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying, you know, help. God knows the help needs to come. My God. But when he commands the blessing, hallelujah, my God, it will come from the north, south, east, and west. Hallelujah. My God, for his word declares, give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So men give into your bosom, men give into as the Lord, as the Spirit of God. Are we hearing the Spirit of God? Sometimes people want to, they're looking for a sign or a wonder. Okay, yeah, now I know it's God's will for me to give. Wait a minute. God is wanting us to pay attention and be sensitive to him. Sure, true, that is the truth. But at the same time, it's like, God, what is it that you want me to do when you help me, when you bless me to go to the wealthy place, when you bless me to, my God, to go to a place of destiny? Hallelujah. This is not an attacking session. This is not an opportunity to make anybody feel guilty or shame. Oh, God, because God knows each and every one of our hearts. And God will not, you know, he won't provoke us to do anything. If we give, he wants us to give with simplicity, give freely. Hallelujah. But I just want to encourage somebody tonight that, my God, where you may feel that where you are, you're not where you're supposed to be. But God is preparing you. We always say, oh, God, you're preparing me, you're preparing me. But our attitude, our heart, our demeanor, our spirit, you know, he doesn't want us to get beside ourselves. He don't want us to sit up here and act like we're some great one. Like, oh, we need to have somebody, you know, make us a wax statue. Just, my God, put it on display for everybody to see because we're so this and we're so that. But, you know, it's just a unique message to bring out tonight about God's commanded blessings, what God wants to declare over our lives. You know, I was talking to someone at work the other day, and it kind of, we kind of laughed when we thought about it. You know, David was tending the sheep, and God was sending Samuel the prophet to anoint a king out of Jesse's house. And we found out the truth of it, that neither one of the brothers that was there in the house was the one God chose. Uh-oh. God have mercy. But God knew their heart. The Bible says that God doesn't look on the outward appearance, but he looks on the heart. And when David and Samuel said, well, are there any other prophets that you have, sons that you have? He said, well, yeah, we have David out there. And as soon as he came before the prophet, God told him, anoint him king. Hallelujah. He will be the king. So I just want to encourage you on tonight that God's commanded, bless his eyes are going to and fro on the earth. He wants to command blessings. He wants to command the blessings from his heart. You know, and I thought about how we decree and declare and we speak over our lives, you know, I'm victorious. I'm the head. I'm not the tail. I'm above only, not beneath. And you know what I was mentioning to you earlier. But we have to decree and declare what we know God wants for our life. Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, that I will have no more fear, that I will be an overcomer, that I am more than a conqueror. My God, that I am victorious through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And even if you feel that you're low and you feel down and you feel out, you know, when you confess that, you're speaking truth. But then you have to speak what God says about you. I am the beloved of the Lord. I am loved by God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Yes, God's commanded blessings. My God, were God involved in it? If you need teaching, he's involved in it. If you need, my God, instruction, he's involved in it. My God, whatever you lack, whatever context you lack to be able to help the vision move along, God's commanded blessings will begin to bring the resources, begin to bring, my God, the necessary administrations and things together for you. Hallelujah. So that you can function in it properly, function in it with joy, function in it with relief. My God, to not be made a fool of or made to be ashamed. My God, but to rejoice in the Lord your God. Hallelujah. And I just want to thank God for this message. I pray that, you know, it blessed the hearts of those that are listening in. That's what we are most concerned about, is what God thinks about us. What's God's mind? What is he thinking about me when his eyes go to and fro and his eyes catch a hold of me and he sees me? What is God thinking about me? He said, I know the thoughts I think about you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. He's seen the good, he's seen the bad, and he's seen the ugly. Hallelujah. We can't fool God. Hallelujah. He knows our ugly parts of our lives. He knows the things we say, oh, Lord, can you turn the light out on this part of what I went through? But, you know, he allowed us to go through these. You know, he made us with free will. So some choices were our own fault. You know, and God, he's a God of restoration and revival. And, you know, it's going to be a blessing to recognize, you know what, not only is God trying to command his blessings on my life and take me to where places I've never been and places I've never seen and connect with people I've never met, but the idea is, you know what, they know they've been broken. He's not going to send you, connect you to people that's going to make you broken, to, you know, to tear you down even more, to make you weary. Hallelujah, his blessings make rich and they add no sorrow. It's not God's will for us to be in a worse condition in a new season, hallelujah, than we were when we came out of that last season. Hallelujah. God wants us to go forward and walk into, you know what? Okay, so you say, I'm healed. I've overcome that. Okay, so now you're in a new season. Walk in it. Walk in that healing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You said you forgave them all last season. This is a new season. Walk in that forgiveness. Hallelujah. No matter how the devil tried to bring it back, walk in that forgiveness. Walk in that joy. Walk in that healing. Walk in that victory. Hallelujah. In humility, walk in it. Hallelujah. You may feel like you're walking that long road by yourself. Walk in that road with God. Hallelujah. When he has commanded a blessing on you, hallelujah, the sun shall shine on you. Hallelujah. In you, through you. Hallelujah. He will connect you with good people, right people. Hallelujah, for your life. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. And you know, they say, well, you know, I don't want anybody to give me anything. I'm not trying to be connected to your life for you to give me something. But connected to your life for God to bless whatever he has deposited in you, that I will submit myself in humility as a student and learn and be taught the things that God is trying to teach me. Because how could we go on into a wealthy place, a new destined place, without any instruction? If we've never been there and done that, God doesn't want us to mess it up. You've heard me say that before. God does not want us to mess up the preordained destiny he has already spoken and declared over our lives. Hallelujah. Before I close, I want to share a proclamation that I began to declare and speak over my life. In the spirit, God has already commanded his blessed blessings to prevail in and over my life. I decree, declare those blessings. I speak forth the word of God that created heaven and earth. I speak forth Jeremiah 29:11-13 over my life. God spoke good over my life. Because of the blessings spoken over Father Abraham, I decree and declare those blessings be so for my life. God, anoint my eyes to see in the spirit by your Holy Spirit, that I may walk by faith in what you spoke into my spirit by the Holy Ghost, to believe in you and to take you at your word, to walk by my faith in you and not by the sight of the present or the past. God, I believe what you spoke, those blessed words of life for my life. Oh, no, it's not about me, but it's about God's will for my life. Hallelujah. So shall I walk forward by my faith, right in God-ordained divine appointments that exceed abundantly, overflow bountifully, flourishing, thriving, and continual. So shall it be so, because it's already done in the Spirit for me, hallelujah, and for you, for those who believe God and take him at his word. Great, righteous, and favored, precious, blessed promises. Amen to God. Amen to God. Can we give God a praise? Hallelujah. I pray there was something tonight that encouraged your heart, my God, for this new month of August, my God, for this new season, for this new beginning, for this fresh start. Hallelujah. That God commanded blessings, when they begin to manifest suddenly, instantaneously, know that whatever he has told you before, he told you before, you waited so long, but don't, you'll be surprised. Yeah, you will be. I'll be surprised, because he's saying, but I already told you. You're going to be surprised. But remember, I already told you in advance. I already told you this. So when the devil tried to come in and deceive you, no, my spirit still doesn't feel the peace of God. I don't, and God doesn't want us to be so, you know, to crave so much of the new things that we miss him by some deception or some counterfeit thing that, quote unquote, looks like it is the commanded blessings of God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, as I go out of this program, I want to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for this message about your commanded blessings, God. Lord, that your heart and your spirit and your mind, my God, and your word declare how you are God of new things. That you don't know of any other God. You are the only living God. You are the only true God, which was and is to come. My God, you created the things that were invisible, and you proclaimed them, oh God. When you spoke and said, let there be light, and all these things you created, my God, before they manifested in the earth, God, they were on your heart. They were in your mind. Lord, you had made the decision ahead of time to do it, oh God. And you have already declared and decreed in your heart and through your word commanded blessings. My God, help us to obey your word. Help us to humble ourselves. Help us to be taught and to recognize the help when it comes, oh God. Help us not to be proud and stout-hearted, oh God, or resistant, thinking, you know, who is this person who they think they are trying to tell me something, God. But help us to humble ourselves, because you're trying to send help so that we can function in the blessing and the destiny that you're already ready to manifest instantaneously. Suddenly, it's going to seem like it came out of nowhere, like a dream come true. But God, it was already in your heart. And Lord, for you to be pleased and delighted makes up the difference. Hallelujah. That we can be glad to even think that, even knowing in advance that you're already happy to bless us with your commanded blessings. Amen, amen. If there's anybody on the line that would like to comment or share, you can unmute your phone and you can say whatever the Lord has put on your heart. You can share.
Amen. Amen. Well, great word. Great word. You picked out one of my favorite chapters, Deuteronomy 28. I thank God for you and allowing God to use you tonight, even though the difficulties of the phone not wanting to come through. Text me. I'm going to get you in. Anybody that cannot get on this call anytime, call me. I'll call you in. But great word. We want to give you an opportunity, our listeners, to chime in, to bless the woman of God, to encourage her, and just to say thanks for blessing us tonight. Go ahead and dial one. We'll bring you in. Minister Carolyn, you're live on Women Speak Now with Minister Charlene.
I hear you, Pastor. It was a good message. I'm so used to dialing that I just automatically done it. But I wanted to listen tonight. It was a good word. I'm always blessed by what comes on. So thank you, and just keep me in prayer.
Answer your phone in 10 minutes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I will.
I love you. Anybody else? Come on, dial right now. Get involved in the conversation. And just acknowledge that the Lord is more. There may be one person out there that doesn't know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior, and you've heard a lot of encouraging things tonight, and you think it's just for us. No, it is for you. It is for you more than it is for us, and we want to give you an opportunity to find out. So we got a starter packet for you. We'll take you in our green room, get you started right away. All you have to do is learn to, first of all, believe, and then to confess, and then to start walking in the principles of the Word of God. It's very simple. We make it so complicated sometimes, but it's very, very simple. You just have to have the want, the need, and the desire to go to another level. God bless you, woman of God. I know we have plenty of calls. Oh, yeah, hold on. One second. Area code 414, last 42563. You're live on Women Speak Now and Be Heard with Minister Charlene.
Good evening, family. How y'all doing? Good evening, Pastor E and Minister Charlene. Yes. I am so happy to be on the line. God has restored my strength. Thank you. Brought me through. So, therefore, I thank the minister for her encouraging word on tonight. Thank you so much. I chimed in late, but the part that I got, I could tell that the Holy Ghost was trying to take you and send you on over into glory with it. So I was keeping up with what it was that you were saying. So I thank and praise God for your teaching on this evening, and you keep on and stay encouraged and put it out there. The blessings and the promises of God, we need to understand that. And you broke that down for us, so I thank you guys so much.
Bless you.
Amen.
Bless you,
thank God.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Come on, dial one. We still have a few more minutes to take your call right now. Get in on the conversation. Minister Charlene, you remember when you first came in the network, I would put people under the bus in a minute. I have not done that in a season. Y'all better not get me back. I would choke you under the bus in a minute. If you're on this line and I know it, but I'm not going to do it. Dial one freely if not. Bless you, woman of God, again. And I as you were speaking blessings into your own life, you know what? You're the best person to do it. And that's what I want to take away from here, is that anybody listening, you can bless yourself. You can pray for yourself. Find other believers like us that we're going to agree with you, going to encourage you and push you to the next level. But you are your greatest pastor. If you're going to lose members, well, they weren't meant to, you know, it's really, I have a different aspect of that, but you're not going to lose anybody. If God sent somebody in your life, by you being positive to push them to another level of independence, you will not lose them. You'll have a everlasting family member, not someone that follows you and just is a part of what you're doing, but now is now unified in the glory of God. I'm just so gracious that I can share that, is that God wants to bless you better than me, but he wants you to start knowing it. He wants you to start speaking it. He wants you to start professing it. Oh, you went to Deuteronomy 28, which the principle from that, those 6-7 scriptures is hear it, see it, do it now. Remember, mm-hmm. He said at first, he says, if you will, what? Hearken diligently. What you do when you hearken? You hear. Then he says, if you will observe all my commandments that I command you in this day, what do you do when you observe? You see it. He says, then you can go, you can do whatever, because it's no longer your will, but it's the will of God, because you're hearing in the word of God. Now you see it on the inside. Just like if I said to you, Kichi Kichi, what would you see? Minister Charlene, let's just play a little bit. If I said Kichi Kichi, what do you see? A picture? Could you tell me what it is? Because we don't really have that type of communication yet. But the more that we spend time together, and I tell you that Kichi Kichi, Minister Charlene, is like Kachi Kachi. What could you tell me about Kichi Kichi? It's like Kachi Kachi, but you still have no idea what it is. But the more we spend time together, the more we communicate, the more we begin to speak and hear the same words. Now I tell you, okay, well, check this out. Kichi Kichi is like Kachi Kachi, and Kachi Kachi is like a banana. Where would you, could you go get me one? You know what it looks like now. You know the color, you know the shape, you know you get it from a grocery store, but you didn't know that at the Kichi Kichi, because some of us take a word and we don't know what the word means. But as you get to know the word, now the word will give you another level to know that Kichi Kichi is just like Kachi Kachi, and Kachi Kachi is a banana. See, when your vision and your perception comes together, you must hear the word, see the word on the inside. Table. You don't see T-A-B-L-E. You see the picture of a table. If I said chair, your chair. You don't see C-H-A-I-R. You see that luxury big old comfortable chair you sit in. You see my point?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm so encouraged over your word tonight, that we start to really perceive and understand the word of God, that we could see it on the inside. I already know what I'm talking about tomorrow on Wake Up, Get Up, and Move in Your Purpose. So you got me started. So if you needed one, I am. That was encouraged tonight,
amen.
That have been taken, pushed to another level, and you know what, have been kicked out of my comfort zone. Ooh, you kicked me out of my comfort zone to keep going to the other side.
Amen.
Bless you. Pray us out of here.
Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, that your word went out, Lord God, to do what you accomplished for it to do, oh God, to minister, to encourage, to uplift, to edify, God, to remind, put in remembrance, oh God, those things that you have declared and commanded over those of us, oh God, that will take at your word, will believe your word, my God, hallelujah, that it won't fall to the ground, oh God, but hallelujah, it will come to pass just as you said it would, oh God. So we just give you the glory. We ask you to bless everyone that showed up on the line and those that were here online. In Jesus' name, bless this service. Amen.
My friend, our youth pastor, live at the Faith Center, integrity recorded artist, Jonathan Nelson, featuring Purple.
know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.